Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
Amy said if you have this app, you can hold it up and look at an airplane and it tells you where the plane's going.
Yeah, it's like Shazam for airplanes.
So if a Southwest flight flies over my house.
Yeah, you can put your little radar on it from your phone, from the app, and it'll say where the plane took off from, where it's landing, its current altitude, all the
fun. You can chase
it
if you know where it's going. You can get in your car and run after it.
Probably going to the airport, guys.
I think it's leaving, though.
Oh, yeah.
All of this seems okay, but just something about it just feels weird to me. Because we can track flights. Like, if you give me your confirmation number or I have your flight details, I don't even need the confirmation. I can enter it into a website and know what time you're going to land. Stuff like that. But just watching all the planes and knowing exactly what they're doing and where they are through an app just seems weird to me.
I guess if you could look at a plane and identify who was all on the plane, then it gets... That's next.
Yeah.
The manifest.
Yeah, that. And then you can find all their Instagrams. And But it's just weird that you can hold your phone up. What about cars? What if you do that with a car and see where it's going?
That's crazy.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? That'd be awesome.
Stalkers would love that.
Yeah, no, right, see, that's the thing.
Yeah, right now I'm just dropping AirTag in people's cars. So I don't.
If this gets in the wrong hands, I mean, I'm surely they've thought of that, though.
What apps are you using right now? Anything new and cool? Amy, you have anything?
I don't know that it's... Well, that's Flight Radar 24, in case anybody wants to download that. And then I would say that I don't know that I have one that is new, but I am door dashing things all the time.
Eddie, you?
Yeah, I have one called All Trails. And my family, we love to hike and do all that kind of stuff. And this thing just tells you all the trails in every place in the United States. So, like, say you're visiting a certain city and you're like, oh, let's go hiking today. And you look it up and you're like, wow, there's a trail like really half a mile away or whatever. And I found out on this app that I have a trail in my neighborhood. Never knew it.
It tells you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Lunchbox, you?
Oh, yeah. Uber Eats. I discovered it when I had my last child, and I'm just still fascinated that you can order from so many different restaurants. It's amazing.
You know, I get on Twitch a lot and play Madden so people can watch me play Madden. And I have a big following of like 17 people. So
Twitch?
Yeah. I have a big Twitch following. I think my name's just Bobby Bone Show over there. But I use Grailed a lot, which I've talked about, which is where you can buy clothes. And most of the clothes are either new, but people have already bought, or they're barely been worn. So that's a pretty good app. I also use DraftKings. I'm looking at my most used apps. DraftKings.
Use that one a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And then
There's a companion app for Madden, which I use a lot, which is playing on PlayStation. And we're in a league, and you can tell when everybody else has played their league game, so you can play. So I get on and see if everybody's under the salary cap. I see if they've played their game yet. So, yeah, those are mine. But I like that Lunchbox just discovered Uber Eats. I forgot he told us that like a month ago. He's like, brand new. You guys know you can do this?
It's amazing.
You're right. What stinks about the Uber Eats is once they drop food off, you can't get in touch with them. If they messed up the order, you can't send them a message. Mm-hmm. And be like, hey, come back. I know you ate a bite of this or anything. You can't reach out to them. Where I think there should be a window of like 5 minutes that you should still be able to reach out to your delivery person. Not as soon as they drop it off, poof, they disappear and there's absolutely no connection. But what's that airplane app, Amy?
Flight Radar 24.
Why 24? I have Flight Radar 69. It's a different one.
I'm assuming because you can track flights 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't make it.
You guys send us so many emails. We get to as many of them as we possibly can. Every morning at this time, we open up the mailbag. Let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband has so many similarities to your past and upbringing, and you are someone he looks up to. It has always tortured him to not know who his father is. His mom would not tell him or be honest about it the few times he asked. He just used Ancestry and found out who his father is, someone he never knew existed. Since finding out, he's been looking up all the family members on social, etc. They all appear to be a nice family. The thing is, my husband is terrified to reach out after feeling 37 years of rejection. We believe it is likely this guy does not know my husband exists, and it doesn't look like he has any children. I know I don't have any control or say over how I should handle this, but I definitely do not want him to have regrets in life or that it should be so late his father passes away. What advice would you give him? Thanks for your time. Signed, Super Anxious Wife. Well, I think this dad also has the right to know he has a son, honestly. If you guys are new to the show, my story isn't exactly like this. My biological father peaced out when I was about 5, and I didn't see him again until I chased him down probably late 30s. I wrote my whole first chapter of my second book called Fail Until You Don't about this situation because I was like, if I can't face my biggest fear, how am I going to encourage people reading this book to face theirs? So I did. I tracked him down. It's all in there if you want to read my story. But he knew he had me. I knew he existed. I just felt neglected for all those years, so I had no need to reach out to him in my heart. However, I would say this story is a bit different. I think, one, if your husband wants to reach out, he owes it to himself to reach out. Listen, the worst thing that can happen is he goes, says, hey, I'm your kid, and the guy rejects him completely. That's the worst thing that can happen, and you know what? That's already happening anyway. Not being rejected, but just not having a relationship. So worst case scenario is being exactly what he's in already. If he wants to go and do it, I suggest so much that he go and do it. I don't think he knocks on the door and says, what up, Dad? Let's play catch. But I do think there's probably a way to get in touch with him through email or Facebook or where you can find him. Obviously, he found the family on Facebook, so you can see the last names. And just send him a note being like, hello, so-and-so. I did Ancestry, and according to this, you could possibly be my dad. And you may even start it with, hey, do you know so-and-so, which is the mom? And then just put it out there. And I just would not expect a response immediately. You might get one. But as much of a shakeup as it is to your husband, emotionally, psychologically, it's going to do the same to him. So put no expectations on his father. But I definitely think if he's wondering, he should go for it because worst case scenario is everything's the same. Best case scenario is there's somebody else in his life. I don't think there'll ever be that relationship of, hey, sonny boy. But he will be able to answer a lot of questions about himself. There are a lot of questions I don't know about me. I don't know my medical history. I don't know a lot of stuff about that side of my family. I have cousins. I can find some stuff out from them, but I don't know. So my advice is you should go for it. It is going to be scary. It is going to feel awkward. It is going to be all the things that are uncomfortable. But for any growth, you have to be uncomfortable. Not just in this. In any growth whatsoever. You want to get better at speaking a different language? Okay, go get Rosetta Stone. It's going to be uncomfortable learning it because you're going to suck at it. Your tongue's not going to move the right way when you're trying to pronounce sauerkraut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're 12 and you're growing and you hit a growth spurt, that don't feel good. Even physical growth, that's uncomfortable. But you got to be uncomfortable to grow. So I encourage him to chase his growth. You be there for him. Understand that He is going to go through, just be there for him. You don't have to fix anything. You have to do anything. Just be there for him. And let me know how it goes. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that he found the person, especially if he's been searching.
Yeah.
So good for him. Go get it. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Worst case scenario is it's exactly the same. And at least you tried. I mean, I guess worst is you knock on the door and he stabs you. But I don't think that's like realistic. That's like worst.
It's too far.
Yeah, it's too far. Yeah. Thank you for the email. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel you. I know how tough this is. Go get it. Support him. Let him hear this. Let him know I would go. I did it. Like, I went and did it. And I was angry at the guy.
Yeah.
So I think he should do it when he's not angry. And just have no expectations on the dad, because you are rocking his world at the same time. Hopefully in a good way. Although he may go, I don't like this, but then he may come around as well. It may take 3 months. I don't know. But do it. That's all. Thank you for your email. Thanks for your vulnerability and sending this to me. That's all. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, let's play Ask Dr. Bobby. All right, so I did get an honorary doctorate from the University of Arkansas, so I can legally sign my name Dr. Bobby. I don't know anything about medical world, so let's give it a run. All right. Amy, you're up first. Go ahead.
My tick bite is still itching about 7 weeks later.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy to me that something can itch this long, because I've mosquito bite, longest it's itched 3-4 days. Never this long. And it's crazy. I posted about it.
Let me see it. I'm a professional, like a doctor. I'm going to look at it in a professional way.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, see, it's still there. See that mark? Oh. It's getting better. But
that's
7 weeks.
You're not being professional
weeks.
Right now.
Okay.
You don't have a bedside manner?
No.
But you would think it would be gone by now, right? But it's still a hard, like if you were to feel it, it's a hard bump. And it itches.
Have you been to the doctor? Oh, yeah, I am the doctor. Wait.
What are we doing here?
I guess, did the doctor ever say that? Have you been to a doctor for that?
You should go to a doctor.
What are
you
doing here? I took
a real doctor.
I took a round of Doxy to prevent Lyme disease or something, but I don't even know if that did anything. And I don't know. I just don't know why it's still itching. And I posted about it on Instagram, and one of our listeners said that they were stung by a bee 25 years ago, and it still itches. What?
That looks like there's something in it, though.
It feels like there's something in it, too.
So have you been to a doctor to check out to see if you have Lyme disease?
Not like an actual
in-person.
You
should go. I have a specialist I'd like to recommend you to. It's called Google, and you Google, and they'll find you a doctor to go to.
Okay.
Have you tried the cross method with your fingernail? Caitlin does this to me, where you put a cross with your fingernail, and it makes it stop itching.
Oh. No, I tried that.
Well, you need somebody with a bigger fingernail that can push harder, and if that doesn't work, then you need to go get that checked out.
Mm-hmm.
So go to a specialist. That's any doctor.
That is your doctor advice to me.
Well, my doctor sends me
to
specialists all the time.
So yeah,
I'm sending you to a different doctor to get that looked at.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Consider yourself diagnosed. See my person on the way out and pay your little bill there. Mm. We don't accept your insurance. All right.
Okay.
Eddie.
Hey, Doc, I have a two-tier question here. The first one is, I'm 43 years old. I'm starting to lose my
erectile dysfunction is normal?
No. That's not it, Doc. Oh. I'm losing.
Go see a specialist.
I'm losing my near sight. Like, I can't read stuff. I got to get stuff a little further away. First part of the question, is that normal for my age?
With age, your vision will deteriorate.
Great.
And I'm not a medical or an eye doctor, not ophthalmologist in any way.
Uh-huh.
But I do have one in the family. And he did tell me, listen, once you hit 40, it starts to fade. It starts to go. So don't feel alone. There are support groups of people like yourself. And it's called the glasses store in the mall.
Wow.
So yeah, go ahead.
Just get readers. That's
you're not
call.
The doctor.
Okay, that's my second question.
You're not the doctor. Go ahead.
That's my second question.
So someone's in my office giving.
I know.
She's not even qualified to do this. Go ahead.
Doc, so should I get readers to help me out with this? Or should I just enlarge everything like on my phone like old people do and just make all the letters really big?
I don't know that I would commit to making everything larger. I would get readers for a while.
Mm.
But if you have to up the reader prescription, then you should make it larger. Why not just get some glasses?
I feel like once I do the glasses, Doc, I'm just giving up on life.
You're not giving up on life.
Now I turn into my dad. And
no, giving up on life is just shaving the top of your head, Eddie.
I haven't done that yet.
Right. So as long as you don't shave your head.
Wait, Doc, why are we talking about my head?
Hey, you know, I'm a doctor of a lot of things. Just get you some readers.
Okay.
But the problem is with your phone, right? It's okay to turn it up one or two sizes. I do that as well.
Okay.
It's just when it becomes massive that people will think you've given up on life. Okay. All right? But hang in there, buddy. It's normal.
Hey, you made me feel good. Thanks,
it's
Doc.
Normal.
I appreciate
that. And I've got, here are some pills for ED, because I know you don't want to bring it up, but I'm sure this is also.
Is that blue?
Yeah.
A blue pill?
Yeah. All right. Ask Dr. Bobby. Lunchbox?
Yes, doctor. I mean, I don't even like calling you doctor, but there's been this thing that's been ailing me for years, and no doctor's been able to diagnose it. I can't touch my shoulders, and I'm wondering if you know why I can't touch my own shoulders.
Interesting. So you have something called a birth defect, and your shoulders were never able to be bent that way. So you are who you are. I recommend this to you. There's a book I wrote called Stanley the Dog's First Day at School. And Stanley's not like the other dogs. Physically, he's different. He looks different. People are like judging him because he's different. But what he does have is a lot of heart. And what makes him special are the things he can do. And I'm not really sure what you can do, but what I'm going to advise you to is figure it out, but not feel so alone. And take two Stanley the Dogs and call me in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. It's easy, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm building.
And, hey, and if you don't know, you just send him to a specialist.
That's what my doctor does.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Anybody else have a Dr. Bob? If you do, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I have one.
Okay, Morgan, go ahead.
Well, so it's really hard for me to sit down, run, or basically do any major activity because I bruised my tailbone. It's possibly broken.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how long is that going to take for it to heal?
It could take 2 months, honestly. I've done the same thing. I just say this from experience. So it's a pain tolerance thing for the most part. So don't, if it's a bruise on your butt bone, it's not going to hurt it any worse. So if you can take the pain, you can still work out with it. But the only thing that's going to nurse it back is rest. And you can ice it to get a little quick rejuvenation, but it's just rest and letting it heal back. I'm sorry that happened to you. It happened to me once too. But you can still work out on it as long as you can handle the pain. So good luck. Sorry that happened. But we'll see. Today is June 28th. We'll see about September 1st, and if it's not better by then, I'll send you to a specialist.
Okay.
All right? All right, there we go.
Yeah, that was helpful.
I am a doctor, and that is Ask Dr. Bobby. Wow, thank you very much. Wow. You know what? First one's on me, guys. No charge.
Thank you.
Yeah, first one's on me. All right, but no malpractice, okay, guys? No suing me here.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Robin Borlando, she's 70 years old. She lives in Philly and she's watching the news. And like everyone else, she sees, oh my gosh, there's a nationwide lifeguard shortage out there. Well, she's 70, but when she was 16, she was a lifeguard. She says, you know what? I'm getting up. I'm going to go try out,
That's awesome. Recertified
and be a lifeguard. So, dude, she is 70 years old and she's back on the stand.
Wait, she did it?
She did it.
So it doesn't make yours look as tough.
No, guys, I could do this when I'm 72.
Well, like, you just got out
You
done.
Barely passed.
Yeah.
Like, you... For those that are new to this show, maybe today's your first day ever listening. On yesterday's show, Eddie passed the intro to lifeguard part.
Dang right I did.
Where you had to swim 200 yards.
Yep.
Almost died.
Rescued a brick.
Yeah, but you almost had to be rescued after swimming 200 yards.
Sure, but I passed.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, though, I don't want a lifeguard that barely passed. It's like, I don't want a doctor that finished last in his class, even though he passed.
Right, but nobody knows that.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
But check this out, though. There are 16 lifeguards over the age of 60 in the Philadelphia area. That's crazy, too.
I think somebody 61, 62, 63 can still be in really good shape, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Strong.
I proved to you guys. I'm 43 years old, still strong.
You didn't prove anything.
Good shit.
Yeah, okay. You didn't prove anything. That's a great story. What's her name again?
Her name is Robin Borlando.
Robin Borlando. I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but you are an inspiration. That is amazing, and that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, thank you guys for being here with us this morning. You know, I come to... It's a personal decision I got to make, but there's the Radio Hall of Fame. They say, hey, you can vote. I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. And so I get to vote every year on who gets to be in it. I'm one of the voting members. And one of the guys up for induction to the Radio Hall of Fame is a guy who years ago went on his show and said that I only work with St. Jude so I can get the publicity. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Wow, no.
His whole thing is like the worst thing you could ever say. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't know my story about me being in the hospital a lot as a kid. And it doesn't matter. But now he's up for Radio Hall of Fame and they're like, hey, do you want to vote for him? So here I am.
Oh, what's his name?
No, don't say it.
I was thinking about it.
All right, well, hey, listen.
You can tell them that's off air.
No, I guess I won't do it. But I was really just going to say it. Amy's the angel on the right shoulder, Lunchbox the devil on the left. So voting is underway in this year's 2022 Radio Hall of Fame nominations. It's confidential. We have included instructions for you casting your confidential ballot. We have not yet received your confidential votes. So it says... Do you want to vote for this person, yes or no? Now, pretty good on the air, got a long career, but also went on his air. I don't know if he's trying to pick a fight for me for publicity back in the day. I don't know. But really one of the worst things you could say.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
So what would you do if you were me? Because does he deserve to get in?
Is there a
Probably. More, are you sure?
Is there a way we could ask him, do you regret saying that?
Well, he'll say...
He'll say, yeah. Right?
Well, yeah. No, not for this. Like, just knowing...
Yeah, right when he's up for this.
Yeah, I regret it all.
So what would you do if you were me? I know what I'm going to do, but I'm just going to ask...
Oh, you do?
Yeah. But be honest. Mm-hmm. If you were me and someone had said these awful things about you and then they were up for something, would you vote for them to be in this? Lunchbox.
No. Absolutely not. I would not vote for him. Listen, your actions have repercussions. Everything you do comes back at you. It's like sports players. When they're rude to the media, guess what? When they're up there for the Hall of Fame, they don't get voted in because they were rude. This guy was a jerk. Sorry, bud. Kick rocks. I'll see you from the Hall of Fame. You can come and visit my plaque.
I have been in for like 5 years already. Okay, so that's one no. Mark that down. All right, Amy.
I mean, I would hope that he... did that just, randomly off the cuff, just it came to his head and probably wasn't the smartest thing to say. And he's probably jealous of you and your success and that he regrets saying it.
He's way older than I am, too. Like, it's not the same.
Older people were always jealous.
No, they're supposed to be wise and like.
But they're
not every older.
Like a lot of people that have talked trash about you on air have been older than you.
Yeah, but.
And it's because of your early success and you were forward thinking and were doing things differently and they wish that they had thought of it. And so I would say, hopefully, if you still think he's a good quality, radio personality and deserves this, then you can set that aside and still give him the vote.
Well, okay. Thank you. Amy says yes. Here's why I bring this up. I didn't think much about it, but I had a few different people reach out to me going, hey, we're voting this too. Remember when this guy did this to you? And I was like,
oh yeah.
I had to be reminded.
By other voters?
Yeah. And they were like, we won't vote. Give us the word. We won't vote for him.
Yeah.
So I like this.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, let me go to Eddie. Eddie, what would you do if you were me?
This is tough. This is tough, Bones, because we all say stupid things, right?
That's pretty bad, though.
I mean, this is really bad, and you should not have said this, but if you think that he is worthy to get into the Hall of Fame, I think you should vote for him.
Yeah, you guys have no backbone.
Because yes, he did something wrong, but he may regret it, like Amy was saying, and yeah, I think that did come from jealousy. Dude probably had no idea what he was talking about then. He may be a different person now. I would vote for him.
Scuba Steve, what do you think?
I'm torn too because I'm like you. I like to hold on to grudges a little bit and pay it back years later.
Golly, guys.
But I feel like evening out.
Nothing more.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like if we do that as a society, it doesn't help those who are trying to grow and become better. Because I may have said or done things 10 years ago that I look at it now as a father with kids I would never want to say, and I grow from those experiences. And I would hope this person has grown from it as well. So maybe you'd be the bigger, better person and you give him the vote. As much as I don't want to say that.
If he'd grown, he would reach out and say, you know what? Hey, years ago, man, I said something about you and I apologize. That's what happened. Like when you go through the 10 steps, you have to go back and ask for forgiveness for mistakes you made. And this person.
Steps.
Yeah.
Anyway,
AA.
I think it's 12, though.
You left out two.
It's
definitely a 12.
Yeah, the two are gone.
Three and seven, never liked.
Go ahead. Anyway,
so when people grow and mature, they go back and say, hey, you know what? I messed up, and they reached out to those people they wronged. This guy never reached out to you and said he wronged. He's just saying, hey.
I don't know if he did or not. I forgot about it. I just remember being like,
I don't think he did. I know about
Lunchbox,
it.
Lunchbox, do you remember every single thing you've ever said on the air?
Probably.
Yes.
No, you don't. Okay. And maybe if this is brought to his attention, maybe saying this right now will bring it, and he will make amends with Bobby.
No, it's too late now. The voting is already open. He should have done this way before. If he's matured and grown as a person, he would have done it a year ago.
He might have. I just don't remember.
No, he definitely.
He might have apologized.
I don't remember. Chance. I just remember.
Well, then we have to take this into consideration.
Well, I don't know though. I know that
he could have doubled down.
Yeah, he could have, right?
Oh, wow. No one's talking about that.
Yeah, he could have. All right. So
double down.
So I've been thinking about it.
Oh, come on.
So here's my email. Here's my validation pin to log in. I'm going to vote right now.
To be fair, as your team, while you're calculating, I would like to say that if we were voting and you wanted us not to, we would stand with you in that.
Absolutely.
But this is what we are advising you to do.
Okay.
For yourself. And be free of it.
My vote is.
Hey, but Bones, now, if he sucks, though, like, if he's not a good radio dude, don't vote for him.
Pretty good is not Hall of Fame. He has to be the greatest of great. Bobby, don't be a sissy. This is like the guy that gave you a swirly in high school, He stuck you in the toilet.
Is he getting back at my bullies right now? Now he's talking to me in a way I wasn't talking to until now. Oh, no.
And he reaches out to you and he's like, hey, Bobby, I'm running for mayor. Are you going to vote for me? Like, no, dude, what are you talking about? Get out of here.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Is Lunchbox changing my mind? Does he say other degrading things on
air? I don't know. I just heard this because people are like, do you realize this guy's saying that all your work with St. Jude over the years?
That's low.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote.
No!
So, yes, no. I'm going to vote. Uh-oh.
You got to vote no. America wants you to vote no.
Do they, though?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't really know that America has been polled.
I just checked the B-team page. They said, no, 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 no.
Okay, I am voting yes.
Yeah!
Good.
That's a good move.
Yes.
This is why you always get walked all over, Bobby.
What'd you say?
Why you always get walked all over. You have no backbone, just like Amy and Eddie.
I don't think I get walked all over.
Bobby is like the opposite of getting walked on.
He just got walked over.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the red carpet of the Hall of Fame. They're going to put you out front. And the guy's going to walk right over you into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Listen, I don't know if he's going to get in or not. I'm going to vote yes because I do believe you shouldn't be canceled for one, possibly two really dumb things. And this isn't canceled, but it's a form of that. So I am going to put aside my personal feeling and vote with what I think if he should absolutely go have a Hall of Fame day,
It's good, man.
It's a little bothersome to do it.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to do it, and I hope other people can follow my example in this.
I could tell that was very hard for you to say.
It's very hard for me. You want to mess with me, I'll get you three times back.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, I'm going to have him fired next week. But other than that, I'm just kidding. I can't do that. Any guesses on why it's called Bluetooth?
Bluetooth.
Make your best guess. You're not going to know, but make your best guess. Amy, Eddie, then Lunchbox. Why is it called Bluetooth?
I feel like when Bluetooth first was introduced, they had those little things by your ear, and it would light up blue, and it was by your tooth.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good guess.
Eddie?
A really good guess. I was going to think maybe it uses like a Blu-ray to connect to the phone.
Interesting.
And the tooth, it just takes a bite out of technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
know what I mean? McGruff on crime.
That's a good one.
Technology, take a bite out of McGruff.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
No, it's easy. It goes in your ear. It looks like a tooth, and your teeth, the enamel in your teeth helps the connection. That's how they get the signal to the little thing in your ear.
Oh.
But what about, like, okay, on your phone?
Yeah, Bluetooth is just not...
I didn't know Bluetooth was on your phone. I thought it was just in your ear.
The origin of it.
No, Bluetooth is... I mean, I use Bluetooth all the time for my phone, like to my car. Mm-hmm.
Speakers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't have that in my car.
You do? Okay. Well...
So I really didn't know that was in your phone. Like, I thought it was really just the thing you stuck in your ear.
Bluetooth is named after King Harald Bluetooth. Bluetooth united the tribes of Denmark, just like wireless technology does. It was named after a 10th century king.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well. King Harald Bluetooth.
Now we know.
Nothing about technology.
Nothing
about
it. Well, it just he united.
Teeth.
That's what Bluetooth
but,
does.
But it was a we'll name.
Together. And how about that? A little fun fact for everybody to have it. Take
Thank
that
you.
To work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's a question from a listener. She emailed me and said, hey, I consider myself a good tipper. 20-25% is what I like to do. 18% if they drop the ball.
Wow.
In the last few months, we've started to frequent Sonic. Our kids love it, and we do as well. When we leave, I always feel like we should have tipped. It seems when we were a cash world, we always tipped. But now that it's credit cards, they don't give you the option of tipping. And who carries cash nowadays? They seem like hardworking kids. They deserve a little extra. Do you tip at Sonic? Signed, Shameful at Sonic. I do tip at Sonic. And if you frequent at Sonic, you should have cash, in my humble opinion. Because I go a lot, so I keep cash mostly for tipping at Sonic or if I have to quickly valet my car to get into a meeting or something, if we're like downtown.
Yeah.
So I keep a little cash there all the time. Do you have to tip at Sonic? No, because they aren't just making $2 an hour. Is it nice if you do? Absolutely, because it's mostly kids trying to have an extra job. So, yes, I do tip at Sonic. You don't have to, but now on the Sonic app, you can actually tip with your credit card.
Saw that last night.
In a lot of places. Not all yet, but if you use the app, it's the same thing. You order it, boop, push it, and you go, do you want it? You can tip the change, meaning if you spend $4.13, you can tip the rest of it, the change. You can tip $1, $2. So there are easier ways now to tip on just credit card, but if you just stick the card in the machine and you have no cash, it feels awkward.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't want to look at anybody. You're like, so yes, I do tip at Sonic. I think you should tip at Sonic. I'm not going to hate you because you don't. But you can do app or you can just get a little bit of cash, you know. Problem is, if you get like 10 bucks and you keep it in your wallet, you spend it real quick. And you're like, dang it, I had cash, but now I don't. I spent it all real quick. It has stuff all the time too. The average tipping, boomers, which is older than you, Eddie.
I'm a Gen X.
You're Gen X, right. So boomers, 19%. They average 19% tipping. Lunchbox, what do you think your average is tipping, honestly?
Oh, probably, 15, 16%. I don't know.
He goes 16. He goes up 1%.
That's the average.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Okay, so Lunchbox is about 15% tipper. Eddie, you?
Average 20.
You do?
I try to stay with 20. But, I mean, if it's really bad, I'll go low. I'll go pretty low.
Even if you can't identify whose fault it was?
I mean, sometimes you can just tell, like, all right.
No, you can't, though, because I wait a table. It's a bit slow, and I would get blamed. It was the kitchen's fault sometimes.
Man, but sometimes when they show up without the little writing tablet thing, and they're like, oh, I'll memorize it, and then they mess it up.
What if they said it right, and the kitchen messed it up?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You don't know.
My point is, you don't really know.
Okay, I don't know.
Unless they have a really bad attitude, you really don't know.
But remember that story I told you where the guy was like, hey, can we have coffee? And he's like, in the afternoon? Ugh, it's going to take us a long time to make that. That's a bad attitude. Sorry, buddy. 10%.
But then I wonder if his uncle died or something that morning. And it's put him in a bad mood. And sorry, because you know what? You come in here some days and you're not having the best day. Do I take some of your salary away?
No,
you don't.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank goodness.
So boomers, 19%. They're actually the only age group that are less than 20. Gen X, 20. Millennials, 24. And Gen Z at 26%.
Wow.
26%? How rich are these people?
I don't think it's about how rich they are.
They're
generous. I think it's about, what can they give back? And as people get younger, I think you see the generations much more selfless in nature, caring about social issues more than other generations, tipping, et cetera. So Gen Z, 26% on the old tipster.
That's
there.
That's good.
Yeah, right? So anyway, the kids got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So not
dad.
Covered,
yeah.
Not dad, but the kids got
they're
it.
All covered there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here's a voicemail from Ashton in Texas.
I wanted to give a birthday shout out to my daughter. She's turning 9 years old, and we're both huge fans of you guys. I've been listening to you guys since I was in middle school, and I'm almost 30 now. So you guys have been such a huge part of my life and now a huge part of her life. So thank you for everything that you do. And yeah, thanks.
I appreciate that call. Thank you very much for hanging out with us that long. That's a long time.
Very.
I get tired of it after a week. I can imagine her that long. Here's Crystal from Indiana.
I had a random question. Bobby and Amy, you guys said that the way that Amy basically met Bobby and the way that she got her job was at a restaurant, at a Culver's, I believe. Bobby, I guess my question is for you. How did you know from meeting her literally one time that you wanted to offer her a job? Or can you guys break down that story a little bit more in depth? Like, how did it go from a Culver's meeting to a job?
I saw how she drank a milkshake, and I thought,
what?
That's the co-host for me. So I was getting my tires rotated and my oil changed, or maybe both. Went to Culver's, just sitting by myself, killing time. Amy came up with a friend. Her friend owned that Culver's, her parents did, and met her then, but then I saw her again at the mall when I was doing something for the show, and that's kind of where that second connection happened.
When then we were both training for the same triathlon. So
were we?
Yeah.
At the same place?
The Captex Tri. No, but it's just another thing we had in common. I remember we started talking more, and then you just got to know more about me, and I had a job that I loved. And I remember when you called me, or you called me, and I was at work, and I was standing in a sea of granite, because that's what I did. I sold granite. And you're like, hey, I got a question for you. Like, can you go to dinner tonight, whatever? And I was like, why is he asking me to dinner? This is so bizarre. And then at dinner, you offered me the job.
I don't remember some of that, but yeah, it's been a long time. It was the year was 1964.
Oh, yeah, way back when.
What year was that? 2000.
We met in 2005, and I joined the show in 2006.
And I couldn't afford to bring Amy on, so I brought her on as a producer.
Yeah.
Like a part-time producer.
My first contract said producer, and that's what I signed.
And she was like, what am I producing? I was like, I don't know, just get in here. All you got to do is get in, and we'll figure it out after that. Just trust me. Just trust me.
Yeah.
So that's the story there. I appreciate you asking that, though. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this mom hired a babysitter for the first time for her 10-month-old son, and she wasn't really sure what to think when the sitter fell asleep while watching him. Now, to be fair, the son was also sleeping, and then the sitter fell asleep, and the mom just learned this information and went online and was like, is this something I should be upset about or am I overreacting?
If I learn this information, I bet there's a hidden camera somewhere, right?
Okay, yeah. Eddie, you have to hire a sitter. You have kids, young kids.
Sure.
What if your sitter fell asleep but nothing bad happened?
I mean, they should not be falling asleep. That's why they're there.
Okay, but they did.
Yeah, so fired. Sorry, next one. Mm. I mean, it's not that easy to find a babysitter, so I feel I don't really want to say that, but I'd be really upset.
I would think if nothing bad happened, because there are times I've messed up and thank God nothing bad happened, and you learn from that because you didn't have to learn from that.
Yeah.
I would think the responsible thing to do would be like, hey, you can't fall asleep. Luckily, nothing bad happened or I had to fire you. Ooh. That way you can keep them, they get better at their job, and you move on without having to change babysitters.
Okay, thinking about it now, you're right.
Well, that's easy.
Don't
Holy
fire
crap.
Them.
I need Eddie on any jury.
Hey, rehire them. They're back.
Oh, they're back. Yeah. Okay.
Some people online said, hey, it's okay if the baby's sleeping for you to sleep, but have a baby monitor right by your face.
I don't think it's okay to sleep while the baby's sleeping.
Okay. No.
Not on purpose. If you sleep and the baby is asleep, and nothing happens, but you find out you got to have that talk. Okay. Your job is not to sleep. You're not getting paid to snooze. All right, what else?
So Amazon's Alexa might soon be able to imitate people's voices in your life that have passed away. So if you have a family member or a friend or another loved one that has died, well, all you have to do, or you will have to do, they haven't released this yet, is send in a 1-minute audio clip of the deceased talking, and then they can imitate the voice for you.
Well, that's dangerous, because I think people really, it's easy to go, oh, that's creepy, but I think it's dangerous too, because I think a lot of people will treat it like it's their relative, and it'll be super emotional.
Yeah.
They might feel like they're reconnecting with, when it's just a computer doing that.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, listen, good. I'd do Elvis or something. I wouldn't do anybody.
Oh, you do it like a celebrity that has since passed. Some are saying it reminds them of a Black Mirror episode, Bobby, which made me think of you because you love that show. Be Right Back.
I don't have any relatives recordings though. So I don't have anybody that, like my mom, my grandma, they don't have any of them on any audio. So maybe I'd put Elvis's voice in and just tell him it's my mom and then talk to him. I miss you, mama.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Bobby, I miss you very much too.
You don't have a video recording from back in the day or anything? So Maren Morris tweeted that she's 32 years old, and obviously high school was a long time ago, but someone recently reached out to apologize for mistreating her in high school.
Yeah, because they wanted concert tickets probably. Hey, I'm very sorry about beating you up.
I think they even like reached out to her mom like via Facebook, but apologized for being mean to Maren. So I don't know. My question for you, Bobby, was if a bully has ever reached out to you from your school days, because you were mistreated for sure.
A couple weeks ago, I mean, I got the crap beat out of a bunch of people, so it'd be the whole school, right? But one of the guys that used to terrorize me like crazy said, hey, I'm coming to town in a couple weeks. You want to hang out? I was like, what? No, it's like our old relationship. What, are you going to give me a wedgie and push me in a locker somewhere? No way. He was like, I'm coming. They were doing something at like some festival type thing in town. And he's like, we're coming to town. And I was like, good. I'm not. I'm leaving. I left town just so I wouldn't run into him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I have no interest.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Allison Farley is a 17-year-old animal lover. She's got more than a dozen pets at her house. Well, she recently had a brain tumor removed from her head, and they were like, hey, what's your make-a-wish? We got to do something special for you. She's like, look, I love animals. And so they took her to the best zoo in the world, Zoo Miami. And she got to go on a private tour, and she even got to feed Pete the sloth.
Oh, yeah, sloths are cool.
Yeah. They're really cool.
I was thinking about what my Mount Rushmore of zoo animals are. Here we go. These are my four. If I go to, by the way, I'm not a big fan of zoos. I don't like keeping animals captive. But let's just say I was heartless. I would have. I would have on my Mount Rushmore silverback.
They're the best. Gorillas,
man, the crazy, best. Huge,
yeah. Dude, and they just stare at you,
man, and will whoop your butt.
Oh yeah, they would
break you in half. I'm also gonna put. You know, I like the big cats. The big cats are cool, but I'm not going to pick both. I'm going to pick the lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the lion that doesn't look like a tiger. Because some of those lions, you're like, that ain't a lion. Ain't got the big mane. You're like, no, that's a lion. But I like the one that's like MGM. Okay. When you watch the movie. Pretty cool. So they're on there too. I'm going to.
Two more.
You know what's cool is that you don't really ever see them in on the news or on the internet as a panda bear.
Ooh, good one.
There aren't a lot.
There aren't a lot. And they are really black and white.
Yes, they are.
Meaning,
you know, sometimes it's like, oh, that's kind of gray. I mean, that's black and white. The juxtaposition of those two colors on a panda bear is strong. I like it. So I'm putting that, and then I don't want to put monkey because I like the monkeys, but I feel like the silverback kind of covers that whole group of the primates. Oh, man, it's tough. It's tough.
Dang.
Giraffe. I like a peak. Yeah, giraffes are crazy. Giraffes are Elephants cool. are crazy, too.
Were you going to say peacock?
Well, I like when the peacocks run around the zoo because they don't keep them in the cage. Like, and whenever they're fully spread, that's cool. And I don't feel like they get the respect they deserve because they're just running around the zoo, you know?
Yeah, and they are pretty.
They're wide open. I'm going to go with a hippo.
Ooh.
Because they are they're the bulldog of animals. People look at them and be like, oh, those things are ugly looking. But when you get to know them, they're quite sweet.
Aww.
I never got to know a hippo, but I just imagine they would be. But they're huge, man. So that's my Mount Rushmore of zoo animals. Lunchbox, I like the story there. That's pretty cool. And then I read John Cena had done like 650 or so Make-A-Wishes, the most of all time of anybody.
Oh, wow.
Real cool there. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over and talk to Isaac, who is calling us from Brooklyn, New York. Isaac, we appreciate you calling the show. What's going on?
Brooklyn's close. Actually, Brookline, Massachusetts, but...
Well, they wrote
morning,
Brooklyn,
morning
and
studio.
I'm committed to Brooklyn right
yeah,
now.
He yeah, he doesn't sound like he's just in Brooklyn. Play,
all right, I'm from... All right,
yeah, he's from Brooklyn.
All right, Brookline. Isaac, what's going on, buddy?
Morning studio.
Morning!
I'm in a little bit of a... Oh, I'm hearing some feedback, but sorry about that. I'm in a little bit of a issue here. I made a bet last week. Basically, what happened was I'm in the kitchen with my girlfriend. We live together. I am, you know, we're about to turn on, we're making coffee, about to turn on iHeartRadio 101.7 The Bull on our Alexa. And we're kind of singing, you know, Wasted on You by Morgan Wallen. And I say, all right, babe, I'll bet you $500. There's no way that they're playing this song that we're kind of singing right now. So she said, all right, I'll take the bet. And I'm thinking, there's no way you guys are playing it. We turn on the radio, turn on you guys, and you are playing Wasted on You. Now, my take is, I don't really feel like I have to pay her because it was kind of a joke, but I am a man of my word, and it is a bet to bet. But I really did feel like, I'm like, do I really have to pay you for this bet? She's not really pushing me on it, but it is one of those things where she's like, you did make a bet. I mean, I said 500 because I'm thinking there's no way. The probability is so low. So what's the take?
Well, considering we only played three songs, I don't know the probability was that low. But secondly, I would say that when you said, I bet you $500, was she going to pay you if it wasn't on?
You know, it was one of those, it was like, I'll exactly. bet you. It was kind of a one-sided bet.
So I was like, I'll give you $500 if Wasted on You's on.
It's a bet. It goes both ways because she would take that bet because the probability is low that it would be playing it. I'm betting her that it's playing that song.
I don't know. You live together as a joke. Buy her a nice dinner. Buy her a shirt or something. I don't know.
She's not asking for it either.
Yeah.
It's okay. He wants to remain a man of his word is what he's saying.
Yeah, but it's $500.
It's
a lot of money.
He just said he was in Brooklyn just to go with our wishes.
Brookline.
So, no, but he said he's in Brooklyn. But we're like, he's like, fine, I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. He'll give in to anything, you know? just, you know, get her a nice little gift and be like, hey, I know you didn't want the $500, but here, I got you this just to show you I'm a man of my word. And I think, there you go. You're good to go. Everybody feel good about that?
Yeah, and learn from this. Like, don't make crazy bets like that.
No, I'll still do that crap all the time. all right. Appreciate that, Isaac. Slippery slope is correct. All right. Have a good day, buddy.
All right. Thanks.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.